This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
When you put out in your will, this is for the parents who have got no children, how it should be divided or write it down, or the parents with children, both boys and girls, and the other one with parents just with girls. How do we write that and how do we divide, please?
Okay. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. This is a very good question, which is related to inheritance here in this country, in the UK, or in fact, inheritance and how to deal with it in any non-Muslim country. Why in any non-Muslim country? Because once we say non-Muslim country, it means that the Islamic law of inheritance will not be applied. Either it is not binding, okay, which is the case, or there are even problems in implementing it. That's why I strongly believe that each Muslim, every single Muslim, is obliged to have a will in this country or in any non-Muslim country. Why is this? Because without the will, there is a high possibility for the assets to be distributed in a way that is against Sharia. Or there is a possibility for the children to have disputes among themselves over the assets the father or the mother or the brother or the sister has left. And in Hadith Ibn Umar, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that it is not befitting for a Muslim to stay 3 nights and he has something to write in his will, but stays without his will written. Ibn Umar said, as a result of this, when I heard the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam saying this, so I never stayed 3 nights except with my will written next to my pillow, okay, next to my head, which means that it is easily accessible. Not only the problem is not limited to the money and assets. No, we had cases of Muslims who passed away and their children were not proper Muslims. We dealt with a case where the brother passed away. His daughter left Islam and she wants him to be cremated because she said that he was not a Muslim. Okay, we had a case of a Muslim brother. He is a revert. When he passed away, there was no written will. So his next of kin was his family, non-Muslims, and they said, we want him to be cremated. Okay, so this is another reason why I believe that in general, maybe there might be some exceptions, in general, we must have written will. Okay. For the will to be valid, you have to have it written, and there must be an executor, and there must be 2 witnesses that this is your will. These are the 3 main conditions for a valid will here in the UK. Yeah, written, 2 witnesses, and executor. Okay, there. If one of those conditions are not there, then there can be a leeway if that is, if it is proven that this is the will of the person. So I strongly advise every single brother and sister to write their will today in writing and to find any 2 witnesses from relatives or from anyone, okay, 2 witnesses, and to assign in that will an executor. And that will be valid. They don't need to do it with a solicitor, but if they done it with a solicitor, that will be better. Okay, now, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, let us move to the second point. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, "Inna Allah a'ta kulli dhi haqqin haqqah, fala wasiyyata liwarith." What does that mean? Okay, Listen, brothers. The money you own, yeah? The way you spend it and you give it to your relatives can be summarized in two ways. Either you give them gifts in your life, and then you can give gifts to anyone you like, okay, including your legal heirs, including your children. Or it is a wasiya. Okay? A gift means that you need to give it to them while you are alive. Okay? Now let us talk about a gift to your children. You can give a gift to your children. Yes? Some scholars said, if you give a gift to your children, then you have to give boys and girls equally. And this is the Hanafi school of thought. Some other scholars say, no, when you give gifts to boys and girls, yeah, we are talking about gifts. We are not talking about maintenance. Maintenance is something else. Maintenance, the money that they need to maintain themselves. But we are talking about what is above the maintenance, which is gifts. Then you have to give the boys, okay, two shares, the girls, okay, each one share, according to the inheritance law. If there is a dispute, we ask people to come to us for judgment. So this is the gift. Now, if you don't give them the gift in your life and you leave the money, then the money will be given to them as an inheritance. Okay? And that is given to them, or the assets will be given to them by the minute the person dies. So the minute the person dies, his assets or her assets have been already given by Allah to the legal heirs. Are you following, brothers?
Yeah.
Allah already distributed it by the minute the person dies. Okay? The only difference is maybe he did not, that one of the legal heirs, one of the children or the mother or the wife, did not take it, okay, physically. They did not possess it physically, but it is theirs. So, for example, a person passed away and he has a big house. Yeah? He has two daughters, one boy, he has his wife, he has a mother and father. The minute he died, each one of them received what? A share. Yeah? Mother and father, they received 1/6, 1/6. Wife received 1/8. And the rest are given to the children. لِلذَّكَرِ مِثْلُ حَظِّ الْأُنْثَيَيْنِ, as Allah Jalla wa'ala says. But they need to take steps in order to possess their shares, okay, in their hands. Okay. So that is given. This means that no one has the power to change this. So if someone written in his will, I want boys and girls to receive the same thing, I want half of my assets to go to my wife and the other half to go to my children, not thing to go to father and mother, or someone said, I want everything to go to my wife. Yes, the person cannot do this. From an Islamic perspective, he committed a grave sin. And if we were in a Muslim environment, what he says will not be binding at all. Okay? But in this country, it will be binding. Yeah? And then the assets will be distributed according to what the person has written in the will. And it is haram for the legal heirs to take more than the shares that Allah Jalla wa'ala has mentioned in the Quran and Sunnah. The Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Inna Allah a'ta kulli dhi haqqan haqqah. Allah has given each one his or her own right. Therefore, we say to people, yes, you must write your will, okay? But you, brother or sister, you cannot write in the will anything that goes against Sharia. You have committed, you will be committing haram, and you will put your children in a haram position, okay? Now, if someone has written it like this, the children must act upon the distribution of inheritance in the Quran and Sunnah, not according to the will of the deceased. And they cannot say this is the law of the land, this is the will of the father, or this is the will of the mother, because Allah's will is above all of that. Okay? So this is one thing. Now, me as a person, do I have any control over my assets after I die? You have limited control over what? Over 1/3 only of your assets. Why did we say limited control? Because the Prophet ﷺ said, "الثلث والثلث كثير." 1/3 only. It is in your disposition. In your usage, okay? Disposal, sorry. It is limited. Why? Because you cannot use that third that was given to you to give it to one of the legal heirs. Because the Prophet ﷺ said, Allah already has given them. You cannot give them, okay? Anything extra or less than what they're supposed to take. Okay, you can give it to other people. You can give it as a sadaqah, yeah, as a waqf, any kind of a charity. As the Prophet ﷺ said, if the person dies, then all of his actions will come to an end. And he mentioned, except three, and he mentioned what? Sadaqah as one of them. Okay, so you cannot do that. The 1/3, as we said, you give it to sadaqah or some of the relatives who are not among the legal heirs. Okay. Now, let us take the example of a person who left the main inheritors. So he left father and mother. Okay. He left brothers and sisters. He left what? Wife. Okay. He left children, boys and girls, and he left grandchildren. So he left all the possible, relatives. Now, if there is a father and mother, the brothers and sisters, they don't take anything. Okay? This is just to make it simple. If there is a father, if there is a father, what did we say before? No, if there is a father, then, if there is a father, then brothers and sisters don't take anything. Okay, so that is done. Now, so the brothers and sisters in this case will not take anything. Now, let us come to the father and mother, and let us come to the wife. We will give them first because they have fixed shares. As Allah Jalla Ala says in Surah An-Nisa, فَلِأُمِّهِ السُّدُسِ. Okay. يُوصِيكُمُ اللَّهُ لِتَسْتَارْتِ يُوصِيكُمُ اللَّهُ فِي أَوْلَادِكُمْ لِلذَّكَرِ مُثْلُ حَظَّ الْأُنْثَيَيْنِ فَإِنْ كُنَّ نِسَاءً فَوْقَ اثْنَتَيْنِ فَلَهُنَّ ثُلُثَا مَا تَرَكَ وَإِنْ كَانَتْ وَاحِدَةً فَلَهَا النِّصْفُ لِأَبَوَيْهِ from here. وَلِأَبَوَيْهِ لِكُلِّ وَاحِدٍ مِنْهُمَا الثُّلُثُ مِمَّا تَرَكَ إِنْ لَمْ يَكُنْ لَهُ وَلَدٌ فَإِنْ كَانَ لَهُ وَلَدٌ فَلِأُمِّهِ فَإِنْ كَانَ لَهُ وَلَدٌ فَلِأُمِّهِ السدس فإن كان له ولد فلأمه السدس. Okay, so if he has a children, يوصيكم الله في أولادكم للذكر مثل حظ الأنثيين فإن كنا نساء فوق اثنتين فلهن ثلث ما ترك وإن كانت واحدة فلها النصف ولأبويه لكل واحد منهما الثلث فلكل واحد منهما السدس مما ترك إن كان له ولد. Sorry. فلكل واحد منهما السدس. Each one will have one sixth if he has a children. So the mother and father here will have what? Each one will have one sixth. Okay? And the wife will have here what? One eighth. Because of the ayah that comes after that, when Allah Jalla wa'ala says, ولكم نصف ما ترك أزواجكم إن لم يكن لهن ولد فإن كان لهن ولد فلكم ربع مما تركنا من بعد وصية وصينا بها أو دين ولهن ربع مما تركتم إن لم يكن لكم ولد فإن كان لكم ولد فلهن الثمن مما تركتم. If you have children, then they have one eighth. So the wife will have one eighth. Okay, remove one six and one eighth, and the remaining will be given to the boys and girls, the children. As Allah Jalla Ala says in the ayah that we mentioned, they will take two shares of what is left, and the girl will take one share of what is left. And that's it. Jazakallah khair.
So, stop this. Sort of my age, parents have passed away, and